Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hollow Press, where we talk about things that spooky stress us
and spooky press us.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Kaylee.
And what's on the menu for today's food?
So today what we're talking about is the Joker movie and Wrinkles the Clown documentary. It doesn't roll off the tongue very well.
It doesn't.
But just to let you know, again, this is also a podcast. And this is also a video. So check us out on YouTube or on Spotify or
wherever else you listen to your podcasts. But if it's not Spotify or iTunes, we're not on it.
Ooh, that's true. Just those two.
Just those two.
But yeah, so today we're going to talk about those two movies and just kind of give our feelings.
Let's get started.
Yes. So we'll kind of... Let's do a better job this time with our review. Last time, we just kind of started out on a tangent. We did It, the It Chapter 1, Chapter 2, and the original It as well. So go check that out. So you want to start with Joker or Wrinkles?
Let's start with the Joker.
It's the Battle of the Clowns.
Mm-hmm. I keep forgetting the Joker is like his face paint is a clown. I just see it as the Joker face paint. I forgot. I'm like, it's supposed to be a clown, huh?
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. But to be fair, I didn't realize that when we were watching the movie that like Batman might make an appearance.
Well, to
so it took me a long time to like
realize that was Bruce Wayne, yeah, was Batman.
Uh huh.
But we'll get into that.
Yeah.
Let's start with the main storyline. So basically, This is a more non-traditional take on a comic book story.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a ton of action. It's more of kind of a psychological film where you're watching the Joker become the Joker.
Yes.
So in the beginning, he was a man who we've learned is from, or he was spent time in a mental hospital,
mm-hmm,
and he takes medication.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to some terrible therapy that isn't really helping him. He just gets his meds and can talk for like 5 minutes. He's bullied. He's definitely different. And he lives in Gotham, so it is Gotham. And you can tell in the city, they keep saying Gotham's getting worse.
Yes.
The city's getting out of control, which I think falls in line with the comic book series that, mm-hmm, Gotham is pretty crazy.
Yeah, and there's rats and like disease being spread by them and all that good stuff.
Yes, yeah, so he's working as a clown.
Mm-hmm.
And he's supposed to, like a happy clown, like he's supposed to make people laugh. He's supposed to be at like birthday parties, children's hospitals, mm-hmm, things like that. He gets fired because he brought a gun to the children's hospital.
Yes.
But before that, yeah, he basically just gets bullied by some of the other clown members. And he's, mm-hmm, always getting yelled at work. He got yelled at for losing a sign that some kids stole from him and beat him up and stuff like that. So,
mm-hmm. And he's also living at home with his mom, who is, I guess, sickly, because he does take care of her. He bathes her. He feeds her. They watch TV together. Do they only have one bed in that apartment?
Questions that need answers.
Is this Norman and Norma from Psycho?
High key. There were some notes of like mommy issues.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so he lives with his mom. And it's supposed to be like this little shack apartment. He's kind of funding them. Anyway, so we learned early on that his mother worked for Thomas Wayne,
mm-hmm,
which is Batman's dad.
Yes.
So she kind of talks about, oh, if only Thomas Wayne could help us, if he knew what the situation we're in. So you kind of learn about that. So I'm, mm-hmm, like, okay, maybe Batman's
in this. She writes lots of letters to him as well.
She does. She is very fond of him. She worked for him, I guess, for years and, mm-hmm, is upset about her situation. But yeah,
mm-hmm,
so he's basically working kind of as a clown. He meets this nice lady with a child next door.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to be in some kind of a flirtatious relationship.
Situationship
in the film.
Yeah.
And then what would you say is the turning point from him going
batshit crazy?
Yeah.
I think the turning point is whenever they stop funding where he goes for his therapy help or where he gets his medicine. They stop funding it and it shuts down. And she's like, look, I don't know where you're going to get your medicine anymore. And then it kind of goes downhill from there. I think after that point is when he brings a gun to the children's hospital, because in the beginning, you see him get bullied by some kids and they take his sign and they smash it up against his head. So one of his coworkers gives him a gun. He's like, here you go. You'll pay me back one day. So he takes the gun to a children's hospital and it falls out during one of his dances. And of course, he tries to play it off as it's just a prop, but he ends up getting fired. And then things just kind of spiral down to get worse.
So basically, he's on a train. He gets in a fight with some pretentious college, or I don't know, frat boys that are now 27.
they never left.
He shoots them out of self-defense. Mm-hmm. But this is what kind of starts the snowball of the
social movement.
The social movement of, yes, this person is a vigilante. Mm-hmm. He's trying to fight because we'll talk about it in a second. But obviously there are undertones of kind of like the people that don't have power kind of taking power back. Mm-hmm. And so that's basically the story, him spiraling out of control. And then at the end, finally starting to put on the actual face paint. Yes. And his traditional smile and all that stuff. And you see at the end, the city is completely overrun. Everybody's trashing things. Mm-hmm. You're setting things on fire. And he is now the Joker. Yes. And that's where the film ends.
Oh, and so, it also shows Batman's parents getting killed.
Yes. And you see, you do see Batman or Bruce Wayne. But it was pointed out to me that the timeline wasn't really matching up. Apparently, the Joker seems to be a little bit old.
Yeah.
For Bruce Wayne, I guess. Because the Joker, how old do you think the Joker is in this movie?
He's got to at least be in his 40s.
Yeah, I was like, he's at least in his 40s. Yeah. So by the time Batman becomes Batman, this man, what is this man going to do?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So, but I don't think that's the point of the film. I highly doubt there's a sequel.
I wouldn't think so. I think it's just kind of like trying to show you how Joker became Joker and also giving you like, because I think what's going on is it's not your traditional comic book movie, like Haley said. Like, it's not going to give you a whole bunch of action. It's not going to give you a whole bunch of Batman in it, but it does give you those little like, oh, that's Batman. Oh, like here's when his parents died. So I think it's just giving you enough to know to kind of satisfy the hunger for the people who are actually looking into a superhero movie.
True.
But yeah, so we watched it together. I didn't know how I felt after watching this movie, but now I've come to realize I kind of did actually like it. I think it was kind of smart. So I would give it, to start out with our ranking, a 4 out of 5. What would you give it?
I'll say 4 out of 5 too. Mm-hmm. Or 7 out of 10, if that's more specific. Maybe 8 out of 10.
Yeah, it would be 8 out of 10.
8.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so kind of just talking a little bit more about the different themes and all this good stuff, I did want to kind of talk on about, is it more of a comic book movie or is it a psychological thriller? Because I did post this, like I've been doing it on my Snapchat because I'm that bitch. So I'll post like a poster of a movie and I'll say 1 out of 31. And that's because there's 31 days of October. I had to explain this to Tristan because on one of them it said 4 out of 31. And he was like, what's 4 out of 31? I was like, the days of the month. Anyway, so it's 1 out of 31 and then I get my score. So I did that and Sam actually reached out to me and he was like, but isn't that more of a comic book movie? And I was like, good question. What do you think?
I definitely think it's less of a comic book movie. Mm-hmm. Obviously it's the Joker, mm-hmm. but there's not like explosions. There's not some guy flying off the side of the building, shooting, mm-hmm. doing all these like acrobatic stuff.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of like a realistic Joker, if you will.
Right.
And I don't believe DC made this film.
No, I don't know.
So
who did.
Yeah, this was kind of like somebody else who took on. So clearly already this is not going to be a superhero film.
Mm-hmm. Hey guys, this is Editing Kaylee. Just wanted to pop in. It is made by DC. We did not know. We are not superhero fiends. So yes, it is actually made by DC,
which is not what it's about. And I think there's also a lot of undertones about, you know, poor versus the rich. Obviously, yes. Thomas Wayne. I don't know what he was like in the comics, but he was extremely rude here, mm-hmm. calling poor people, basically blaming everybody for their situation.
Yes.
They're just jealous, X, Y, Z, whatever.
Yeah.
And so, but it was just interesting because to me, it was just a movie about the product of one's environment and in a very specific sense of the Joker. And mm-hmm. then you see that kind of take over as a whole for the society in general. Mm-hmm. Because the Joker, because originally we're not really sure why he was put in a mental institution in the beginning.
Right.
You're just given the impression that he's just crazy. But then at the end, you realize that it's because he was abused as a child. Mm-hmm. And then his mother allowed it to continue. And even after he was rescued, no one helped him.
Right.
So he had a lot. And apparently he didn't even remember this abuse because as the film progresses, he realized, like after his mom gets sick and she ends up passing away, but he finds out more about the history, uncovers his childhood, realizes he's adopted, mm-hmm. and that his mother's boyfriend was abusing him, mm-hmm. and had him tied to a boiler system or something, some kind of event, I don't know. And he didn't even remember because I guess that's how bad his trauma was.
Yes.
So you realize that was the source of kind of all of his issues. Mm-hmm. And he was always trying to find meaning in life. He's always there's something missing. Mm-hmm. But it's funny because his mom always called him happy. She's like, you're a very happy boy. And then again, he was like, I was never happy.
Yeah.
And then you also see things where their funding was cut for the mental institute or for the mental health services were cut. Mm-hmm. And even the lady that was running it, she's like, they don't care about me or you.
Yeah.
So he's like, where am I going to get my meds? And she's like, I don't know. So basically you see that not society failed him as a boy, and now that society produced this, he's now being failed. At least, or not society, but the government, if you will. Is that what they're kind of saying?
Yeah, I would think so.
And so they failed him as an adult. And it's kind of basically saying this is what the government gets, or, you know, this is what the rich people get for neglecting people who need help. So that's what I got from it. So then at the end, everybody goes crazy because, you know, you're thinking it's just the Joker, or you're thinking this guy is just him. He's in his head. This guy's actually crazy. But then when you step back, you see all these other people who are angry that have been feeling pretty much what he's been feeling, if not more, and feel something about the movement. And they start trashing the place and doing stuff that he was doing. So it's like, was the Joker really crazy? Or are we all a little crazy?
Ooh.
And that's the tea. But yeah, at the end, they're here killing people too. I'm like, I know it's not just the Joker. So at the end, it's kind of like society's boiling point. It was the straw that broke the camel's back. These people are tired. The Joker, this guy was exactly what they needed to kind of move forward in that.
And I think it's kind of interesting that in 2019, we've gotten two movies that show people who have not had power revolting against the people who do have power. And that happened in Us. So we have the whole tethered people rising up against people who do have the power and gaining that control back. So, I mean, it's interesting in a time period where lots of people feel powerless, that these kind of movies are popping out. And it does show a lot of different political themes in this movie. And it's really interesting because at the end sequence, the Joker goes on a TV show that he watched with his mom. So at this point, everything's gone to shit for him, but he's actually started murking people just for fun now. So at this point, he's going on the show and things are just in mass chaos on the streets as well. So not only in the Joker's life, but also in the streets. And he goes on the show and he has this whole meltdown of how this is exactly what you deserve. But before that happens, they're asking him you're dressed up as a clown and there's clowns on the street and what do you think about this? He's like, well, I'm not political. And a lot of people say that, but then he goes on to kind of reflect with the whole what the whole political movement was about. It's about being powerless, about the government not caring, about basically saying you should be able to figure this out on yourself because I did, so you should be able to do it, even though lots of people don't have those tools. Hey, this is Editing Kaylee here again, just for some clarification. So when I said that statement, what I was saying is that's basically what they're fighting against, that whole notion that, hey, just do the hard work and you'll be successful too. So that's what I meant. That's not what the political movement stood for, is that statement, but that's what they're working against. Sorry. Back to the show. And it doesn't surprise me that Thomas Wayne was a rich white man, because you don't see a lot of black people in power in this situation, or people of color in this movie either. So, yeah, I mean, it's just interesting because a lot of people say that they're not political, but they stand for things that are very political, people who don't have power are not getting funded, who are not getting the right treatment, not getting enough resources for them to live. So even though we don't like to say that we're political, lots of things that we do is very political.
Yeah, because I don't think he was just doing...
This
was in his world. I just think it was, he just stood out, and people like symbols. People like something tangible that they can say, that is what we want. This is who we are.
Yeah.
So I think society sometimes takes things that aren't always necessarily political, because I don't think the Joker did anything for anybody but himself.
Very true.
I think at the end, he's like, I'm just going to do me, because my life's already, people already treated me like trash, the society turned its back on me, or, you know, the government, whatever. But then people saw that and grabbed it and they're like, well, now you're our leader.
Yeah.
Have fun. So if you're the first one out there doing it, congrats. You're now the leader.
Very true. And to kind of go back onto what you said about how is the Joker crazy or is everybody crazy? He does kind of touch on that too. Before he kills his mom, he talks about his laugh. So in the film, you see that he laughs uncontrollably, really, really bad. He's like, ah! And he just goes off on it. But he says it's a medical condition. And he was talking to his mom before he killed her. He was like, you know how you told me that it was a medical thing? Maybe it's just who I am. Maybe that's who I am. So is it an illness? Is he crazy? Or is it just who he is? And it's kind of interesting to look, because the shift does happen when he does stop taking his meds. So were the meds working? Because he kind of was already in a bad place. He told his therapist, all I have are negative thoughts. So he wasn't clearly happy, but he wasn't acting as insane before getting off the meds. So is he just crazy, or is it an illness, or who knows? Who really knows like what the motives are? But it's really interesting how they depicted the Joker character, because it does seem like he's in his own world. Mm-hmm. Lots of things that he does is kind of cartoonish. Like when he was running, especially like he'll be trying to like to fall down like they do in cartoons or some shit like that. Especially at the very end where he's like getting chased. Like it looks very cartoony. What do you think?
I think so. He's definitely a caricature of something. Mm-hmm. But to your point about is he crazy or is everybody crazy? When he was sitting and he was talking to, when he was on the show. Mm-hmm. And he was just going on a rant. He's like, what is good? What is bad? Yeah. I was like, all you people sit there and you decide what's good. You decide what's bad. You put it on everybody else. And then what do we have? The people who stick out, stick out. You know what I mean? So very he does true. Make points like, why is it that I have to live by your standards? And that's the line. And anybody that's outside of that or falls above or below is a standout, mm-hmm. some kind of anomaly. And you're kind of casted out by society. So
mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, he made some good points. And I don't know. I read some review or one review. Mm-hmm. And this woman was explaining how she thought that the movie was, you know, originally you're rooting for him. But she thought the film was trying to make you not root for him at the end. Mm-hmm. But she was like, I was rooting for him anyway. But I could tell the film was really trying to have us see that he was bad. And I was like, I didn't get that.
I didn't get that vibe either.
I thought we were rooting for him the whole time. I mean, I felt bad when some people got killed. But yeah. I was like, well, I see his state of mind.
Yeah. And I think the movie is clever. I didn't see that point, but it does kind of make us be Joker, because the reason why he laughs is because he is responding in a way that you're not supposed to. So if somebody was like cussing him out, he starts laughing, but he doesn't really mean to laugh. And that kind of made me feel that way whenever he killed. So the guy who gave him the gun is like this big guy. And then there's also like a smaller person who walks into his house and he kills the big guy, but he doesn't kill the smaller person. And it's kind of funny because like the smaller person can't reach the, what is it called? The lock?
Yeah.
What is that kind of lock called? I don't know, but it's like one
not
of those
the
locks.
Deadbolt, but
the one that hangs. It's like,
yeah, make sure the door can't open all the way.
Yeah. So he couldn't open it. And it's like a little funny. Like, is that insensitive to say that's funny? But it is kind of like,
well, it's a moment where it's serious, but then he's like, yeah, hey,
he's like, can you help me,
can you get the door?
He's like, I always liked you, buddy, and like kissed him and like let him go,
bucked at him, was like, ah, yeah, chill out, relax.
Yeah, exactly. And so it kind of makes it so we want to laugh, but he just literally killed somebody by smashing
terribly
their head in. So it kind of puts us in that situation of being Joker, where he can't help but to laugh in situations that are not funny. And
overall, I thought it was a really good film. I thought it made some really good points. Like, I obviously told the story of a Joker, but it mm-hmm. had a lot of other things that it kind of questioned, was talking about, I think, mm-hmm. even in our own society. And I thought it was kind of like a realistic, if you will, Joker movie. Yeah. I could definitely see how this could be a backstory for the Joker. But yeah. I think it's a good standalone. I don't think this needs a sequel. I don't think we need it.
Yeah, hit it one time for the one.
Shut
time.
Up. Yes, doesn't need a sequel. Not supposed to be that kind of. I think it's a good standalone film. So
I think so too. And like I said earlier, it does kind of talk about like the whole American dream motif that we have going on, where you can really do anything as long as you work hard. And clearly, that's not the case. So I think it's really interesting that these movies are coming out, especially in the kind of horror-ish kind of genre that we're talking about, these discussions of like, well, you know, some people are feeling powerless and getting that power back and the American dream and fighting against the man and all this kind of stuff. And I think that's how a lot of people are feeling right now. And especially with the election coming up, who knows what's going to happen? And that's how you are kind of felt like leaving off of the Joker. Like, you don't know what the fuck's going to happen next. So overall, I enjoyed it. I would classify this as at least something in the horror genre. It does have horror elements in it for mm-hmm. sure. And maybe more of a thriller psychological thing. But it's definitely not your traditional comic book movie. You're not going to get those kind of thrills that you're getting from like fucking Age of Ultron. So
not the Age of Ultron.
I don't know why that was the only one that's
no, but
my
I
mind.
See what you mean. It's not like a soup. If you're really into superhero films, like the traditional ones, mm-hmm. and you probably were disappointed if you were assuming this was that type of movie, but
I don't even know why you would, because the previews very much made it seem like it was more of like a somber kind of like topic. And
yeah,
we were
I didn't
looking,
get that either.
But one thing we didn't really talk about was the girlfriend. Did you see that twist happening?
Oh, I kind of did. Because yeah. I was like, oh, this is just not realistic. But the movie was good to me. So I was like, there's no way that this is a part of the film. Like, this is actually it. I was like, there's something to it. The writers are smarter than this. They're not just going to let this girl. Mm-hmm. He's not going to come in and just kiss her. And that's
it. It looked very much like a romance movie, like a rom-com.
Yeah.
It's not like, exactly what happens. Weird. They knock on the door and they're there opening it up. Mm-hmm. Like, her daughter didn't open the door, but she did. And she was ready and willing to kiss him back. And then it turns out, you know, I really like how they played off the twist, though, where he comes in. She's like, are you, is it your name Arthur? Like, she doesn't know who he is. And this whole time you think that she does. I thought that was really cool. Tristan, actually, my boyfriend, he actually saw that there was like some kind of video where people were upset that there was too many black characters in this movie because they thought they were depicted poorly.
I think the movie's making a point.
Yeah. I mean, in the movie, like, you do see the only people who actually pay attention to him is black women or a black guy.
Who's the black guy? Sorry, refresh my memory.
He's the one who was working on the file. He's the one who didn't mean to give the Joker the file. That had like all of his shit in it.
Oh, I didn't think that. I just think he happened to be black. Because it's also like, why? What's wrong with having black people in the film?
I mean, we would get upset if there wasn't any black people in the film.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're like, they're all poor and they're all like in the ghetto. But I mean, if the movie's trying to make a point about minorities and being poor, then it's going to be a little exaggerated.
They're also not like that, though, because, I mean, the two women that he's talking to are clearly educated because they're psychiatrists.
No, yeah, that was interesting. Both of his therapists or said psychiatrists were black women. Mm-hmm. And I thought that's not normal. Like, that, to me, they did that on purpose because, and you know what I mean? Like, they usually, it's just, let's be honest, it's like default white.
Yeah.
So, like, why would they put two black women as his kind of the women that he's like trying to
reach out to,
not reach out to, but they're the ones who are supposed to help him through his mental.
Right. And I mean, stuff, like, the black girl in the movie that he's interested in, like, he goes to her when he's having a bad day. Like, that's why he breaks into her room, because, or into the apartment, because he's having a bad day.
They're saying black women are the backbone of this country.
I mean, are we not, though?
You must stand.
But I mean, I think it's interesting too, because he talks about this whole time he didn't know if he existed, and like, what is existence if you're not noticed by others? That's kind of sad.
Interesting.
And now we're putting out this video into the vacuum of YouTube, and are we ever going to get noticed?
No.
We are the Joker.
We're all the Joker. We're all jokes.
Right. Ooh, got us. Burn. But I guess one thing we should kind of touch on before we move on to Wrinkles is the controversy behind like Joker, the movie, because a lot of people were apprehensive about the release of this movie because it did kind of show a sympathetic backstory for the Joker, who does, of course, do a lot of unnecessary violence out in the real world. So that is a real concern for sure. But I mean, like, there's a lot of things like video games and other movies that do condone violence that could be a trigger for lots of other people too.
Yeah, we're not going to stand up and fight against GTA.
That game needs to be
I was
gone.
Like, it's literally the epitome of violence and crime and all that stuff. But no one says anything about that. And the people who play that game aren't running around killing people.
Yeah.
Look, if you're going to kill somebody, you're going to kill somebody.
Unfortunately. That is true.
You know what I mean? I'm clear. Like you said, I think in the article, research shows, or what we were watching, research shows that it doesn't have an effect.
There's not a correlation.
So I don't understand. It's a movie. Well, y'all don't get mad when the slasher films come out.
Maybe they do.
Maybe they, no one cares. But I'm like, yeah, okay. So when other movies come out that are horror films and they're going around killing everybody, we don't care about that. We're just upset about this one because it has to do with rising up. Like, I get it, but come on. Y'all got... If you are scared that your kids are going to run amok on the streets, set things ablaze, try to fight people, that's a problem in your household, and I can't help you.
Very true.
If your kid does not know, if your kid is old enough to be running around burning things up, he should be old enough to know right and wrong. Mm-hmm. If you don't know right and wrong, there are other issues that we need to talk about clearly in that area. So
you're not wrong.
I just feel like people get... But, you know, it's probably the loud minority. It's most people probably don't think this.
Yeah.
And it's probably something just to get some publicity for the film. Because I couldn't imagine most people are thinking this is going to incite violence. Too late.
It's already there.
It's here. I'm like, if anything, real life things are more likely to influence than fictional, in my opinion. But that's my opinion.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, there is that controversy going on with the movie. So take everything with a grain of salt, of course. I really enjoyed the movie. Haley did as well. So, I mean, we read it pretty highly and we definitely recommend checking it out. But of course, if that's not something that you don't want to support, then we completely agree with that too. So moving on to something that's not political.
Yeah, something strange.
Ooh, something spooky.
You didn't have to wrinkles
the clown.
Yes, I first saw this on Twitter.
The trailer on Twitter. I mean, I don't have Twitter. I saw it on Instagram.
Okay, so it was kind of through the grapevine. So I didn't see this on a commercial or anything. It was just people talking about it from what I saw, and they were like, "Ooh, what's this?"
Mm-hmm. So basically, it's a documentary on this character called Wrinkles the Clown. So we follow.
Is this real?
Yeah.
Like, this Wrinkles the Clown is an actual
thing. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I'm not gonna lie, I thought that this was like a mockumentary. For a minute, I thought this was kind of like a documentary about. Mm-hmm. I was like, these are really good actors. But then at the end, I was like, wait, this is real. Like, this is real. I thought it was kind of a parody documentary, and it was kind of supposed to be scary, and mm-hmm. I wasn't sure. But
because I mean, Jimmy Fallon and I forgot the other guy's name, but they talk about it. Like, it's a real thing that did happen. Basically, it was like a YouTube phenomenon where you see CCTV or security footage of this guy Wrinkles the Clown coming out from under this girl's bed, and then it cuts to black. But yeah, basically it's a documentary that's following Wrinkles the Clown, and he talks about what's going on with him. They interview some kids who have either reached out to Wrinkles the Clown or who are freaked out by him. And then at the end we find out, because Wrinkles the Clown, the guy who they're talking to, he's like, I don't want to be seen. I already have enough harassment in my life going on. I don't need nobody to look at me. But I was like, then why do they keep showing your lip?
No, at the end, didn't they show his entire face?
Yeah, they did. And then that's when you find out that's not actually Wrinkles the Clown.
Okay, that's the twist, because I was confused.
Yeah.
Because he was like, are y'all going to show my face? And they're showing his face. Yeah. So just let me know if I'm not in frame.
I was like, what's going on?
And then it was like Santa Claus. Do you not look like Santa Claus?
Yeah.
And then it jumps. And then, so what was the point of that?
The point of it is to show that anybody could be Wrinkles the Clown. The Wrinkles the Clown is just a vehicle, as many things are. I think that's what it's basically saying. Anybody could be behind the mask. It doesn't matter who is behind the mask. So then it goes on to talking to the real Wrinkles the Clown. And it looks like basically his whole premise is that you call him, he will scare some kids for you. That's what it's supposed to be like. But that's not really what he does. It looks like he actually makes videos. Sometimes they're more like pranks, because it did show where it was like a father and a daughter. They were like recording one of the videos that were up on YouTube. But a few of the girls didn't know that was going on. So of course the reactions from those girls were real, but the other two knew it was happening.
Yeah, they were staged videos. He kind of wanted to go viral, get a conversation going.
Exactly.
But then did he ever put his number on the internet? Is that what he did?
Yes. So it's okay. It was his number, but I don't think it's his actual number, but yeah.
It was a number. So he did put a number out. It was like, if you need me to scare some kids or scare your bad little kids, go ahead and call Wrinkles the Clown.
So, I mean, I thought it was kind of interesting, because they did bring in psychologists talking about is this abusive? Is this as bad as spanking for discipline? They also talked about they talked to folklorists who were talking about how it's kind of similar to the ritual of Bloody Mary, and how kids are kind of... It's interesting, because kids are kind of taking the reins of online mysteries and all this kind of bullshit. There's that Momo thing where he was contacting you through Kik. What is it called?
Soul. I think it's Kik.
Yeah. Kik.
I don't know where it was though, or what it was.
What?
Contacting through. But yeah, contacting kids. Kik. This urban legend.
Yeah. Type so I mean, thing. Kids are actively participating in this kind of stuff that they find online, and kind of making it more known. They post videos on YouTube of them calling people and shit like that. So I thought it was interesting. What do you think about it being a form of discipline? So some parents would call in. A lot of parents actually is talking about, if y'all don't act right, I'm going to tell Wrinkles everything. I'm going to have Wrinkles come over here. Do you think that is as damaging as spanking your child?
I think it's kind of funny if you do it a couple times. Okay. I'm not going
to
lie.
To be fair, we don't have children.
I don't have kids. So
we don't do this.
I don't know, kids can be difficult.
Yeah.
Do I think that calling the number and joke, telling your kid, he's going to come get you. I mean, people do that.
Yeah.
That's been happening for years. They say the boogeyman will come get you. Mm-hmm. I know in Hispanic cultures, a lot of Latin cultures, they have...
La Llorona.
Yeah, somebody's going to come get the bad kids. I'm like, this is not anything new.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids are fine. Now, if this is your actual form of discipline,
you need,
and you keep using this all the time, That's not it. You need to find something else, because this is just kind of like if kids just be throwing a tantrum, you're just making a joke. But to me, you don't need to do this all the time. But what's weird is that they're actually calling this number.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're not a little weirded out? Like, as a parent, I'd be like, ha, 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 I'm just going to tell him a clown's coming. I'm not going to actually call some guy up on the internet who low-key might be creepy stalking kids and who might be able to trace my number.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was my thing. I was like, these parents are really calling this clown and off the internet. They don't know. Name.
They're saying their names, too.
Yes. They're like come get kids. My daughter, da-da-da-da. Yeah. I'm like, why are we really calling him? You really could have called anybody.
Real talk.
The husband could have gone in the room, and you call your man, and you go, the clown's coming, and then he makes some scary clown. Mm-hmm. Why the actual clown? But
that's very true, because you don't know anything about anybody's intentions. Like, he could literally be crazy.
That's some weird man off the internet. Now, yeah, I don't know, but I don't know how he got started. I think he actually physically come to some people's houses to scare the kids, or were all of those the videos that he made?
Yeah, they.
So he never came to anybody's. It was never house.
Exactly. It was never somebody who like actually called him. I believe it was somebody who knew the actual person who is Wrinkles the Clown, and they would just film videos.
Okay, so he. I don't believe actually rolled up to anybody's house. I think he might have talked to a couple parents. Mm-hmm. Maybe he did scare some, because he did talk. No, that was the fake one. The fake one was talking about making money. The real one did talk
to them too.
Yeah. Okay, but the fake one. Was talking. They had the fake one in the strip club. What?
Okay. Yeah.
What was the point of all that? I'm so confused.
It was really weird too, because like they're interviewing little kids on Skype, and they're also going to their houses and talking to them and their parents about all this kind of stuff. And then it cuts to Wrinkles the Clown, the fake one, going to a strip club where you see him getting a lap dance, and then him talking about how he wants to settle down with a girl, but like, what's he gonna do? Bring it back to her the van? And then it goes back to like little kids. Why is that there? Like,
I don't know. I didn't get the point. But that's why I thought it was kind of. I thought it was a mockumentary.
Yeah.
Because to me, the fake, or the guy who was pretending to be Wrinkles the Clown in the beginning of the documentary, he was such a caricature to me.
Yeah.
So that's why I didn't think that it was real. But then as we kept going, I was kind of confused. And then they switched it. And then they were actually interviewing the real Wrinkles the Clown. But you couldn't see him at all. And they changed his voice.
Yeah.
So I was just confused, because I was like, what was the point of having the fake one?
Very true.
And then going with this whole storyline here. And they're like, ah, just kidding. I mean, I think to your point, it's like anyone could be Wrinkles the Clown.
Very true.
I mean, there's not much of a twist on this story. So they're trying to make it.
Yeah, interesting, I guess. But there's also like very weird visuals of like Wrinkles the Clown like kidnapping a little girl, and then him being chased by like locals, and like
the blood.
And
so it's like they're trying to make it scarier.
Yeah. And I'm not sure if it's like trying to basically become what everybody says that he is. Like, we know that we find out at the end that he doesn't actually do any of this kind of stuff. He doesn't really reach out to people and like go and travel and scare kids. It's just videos that he makes online. So, but little kids and like other people are like, what's wrong with you? Like, I'm gonna kick your ass. Like, why would you scare little kids like that? That's so messed up of you. And like, I bet you bathe in blood and all this kind of stuff. So I don't know if that's what those visuals were for or what.
Kind of showing what you expect him to do. But at the end, he's like, nah, I just want to make some viral videos. Yeah. It's kind of fun.
He's like, I'm just on YouTube, sis.
He was. But it's just crazy. All these kids that were so inspired. Like, I couldn't tell if these kids were crazy or inspirational, because they were... I'm like, okay, y'all need to go do something.
And like, some of them are from Texas, and I'm like, oof, they're not giving us a good name.
This is a bunch of Southern. I was like, why are they all from Texas and Georgia? And it was like all the Southern states, everywhere they went, little country kids. But I mean, I could tell one kid, he really wants to be a filmmaker. He really enjoys horror. You can tell these kids just really like scary and horror.
Yeah.
But it was weird that they were almost obsessed with him.
Very much so.
Obsessed with the clowns. But yeah. I guess like any passion, it's just a horror passion. So it looks a little scarier. And that one mom, she was so disappointed. She was
Which one?
They said my son gonna be 5'5" or 6'5".
Why doesn't your kid play football? And he's like, well, this is him.
This is him. They said he could play for the Cowboys. But here he sits. This what I got. I was like, dang.
And then you like cut to videos of him like inside, like recording and like editing videos and shit. It is so funny. Let him be a little filmmaker, mom. Damn, he'll make money. Chill out.
Eventually, yes.
Yeah. But I mean, I thought like, I mean, both of these films are giving you a background of these clowns, right? We're learning a little bit more about them. I mean, I think the Joker one was done a little bit better. Not gonna lie. And I didn't really like this whole like fake out and strip club scene from Wrinkles.
It was weird. But there was a lot of people who followed suit with that.
What do you mean?
Remember in the film they were talking about all the other clowns that came out, because it was like a trend?
Yes.
Because I remember that. I actually remember there being clowns spotted even in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
There were just people dressed up as clowns. But I heard it was for the movie.
For
it was
it?
Like a, yeah, I heard it was like a publicity stunt for the movie.
But I mean, it did also happen in 2016, too. And the It movie didn't come out until 2017.
No, I thought it was another movie. There was another like clown or some kind of movie.
Maybe.
I don't remember, but I do remember that there was like this phenomenon. So I didn't realize Wrinkles the Clown had started that.
Yeah. And he did talk about the real wrinkles. He was like, oh, like, you know, I didn't realize that me doing this was going to inspire some kind of stuff. So it does kind of, it is interesting to think about like what kind of responsibility do you have when you make content like that? Because it did seem like it did inspire a lot of people to actually dress up like clowns and to take children.
Like the Joker.
Yeah.
He didn't set out to be any kind of symbol.
Nope. He was over here just living his crazy little life.
Yeah, he was just trying to have fun. And then all of a sudden he becomes some kind of a symbol. And some then everybody else is copying him, just kind of like the Joker. Mm-hmm. Look at that connection.
Oof.
They're all clowns.
Ugh.
Just like a clown. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. What kind of responsibility do you have? Do you have some kind of responsibility to come and be like, hey, this isn't me. Like, I don't condone this. You know what I mean? I mean, I guess if it gets to the level that the Joker did, maybe like ease up a little bit, but
yes, if people are killing on your behalf,
yeah, maybe you stop that. Don't do it.
But you also can't control the internet.
You
so
really can't.
I don't know what to tell you, because it's like the internet will take something and will spin it however.
Very
so
true.
It's kind of like, is it your responsibility to check the internet? Good luck with that.
With
you can't do it, you can't do anything.
Very true.
That's so I'm like, okay, like I get it. I mean, because when at the end they showed him, he was like the community low-key loves him. They like him when he comes up for Halloween. Mm-hmm. He's kind of like a mini celebrity. So you can tell he's not a bad guy. There's nothing he was doing that was inherently bad.
Mm-hmm.
So is it his fault? Because one thing, the Joker was actually killing folks.
Very true.
This man did not do that. So it's like, are we really going to sit here and be like, well, he needed to be more careful. It is not my fault that y'all's crazy little teenagers want to dress up and low-key scare some kids in the woods and dress up like clowns. Mm. Stop.
And then we saw that guy dress up as a clown talking about clowns aren't mean. And I was like, this is so awkward.
Oh, that real clown?
Yeah.
I was like, oh,
but
this
that
man.
Unicorn head that he made out of balloons was legit.
He loves his craft.
He was great.
I'll give him that.
He was
does
a little
a good
creepy,
job.
But he was great.
It's just so great. The concept of a clown.
Yeah. I mean,
who came
also,
up with that? They were always creepy.
Oh, I know. And they also talk about in the movie, like, how clowns are kind of inherently kind of spooky because they are wearing a mask. And when you have a mask on, you can't see your true intentions because we know it's an act. They're over exaggerating their happiness. So, you know, what happens when that over exaggeration is dropped?
Big red smile out to here.
Just like
in
you.
Dark circles.
Oof.
Just like me. You know what I mean? I'm like, this was never cute. Big eyebrows, balding. I'm like, what is that? That's not cute.
Yeah.
But you know what?
So would you say that clowns are scary?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've never, ever in my life, even as a child, did not want a clown at my birthday party. That has never appealed to me.
I don't even know how clowns are still in business, to be honest.
Are they a thing? Because when I saw the actual clowns, I was like, wait, y'all do that for real? No, that's
I mean,
oh
boy,
creepy.
Was still getting ready. I don't know if he's just getting ready for the movie or
the documentary. Let me bust out my stuff. He said the talcum powders. I gotta.
Boy,
I was like, what is that? He set his face. He beat that face.
I'm sorry, and it was in a sock too. And I was like, there's nothing more scary than watching like a grown man like just slap
beat
his
face
with
a sock.
The sock.
It's talcum powder.
To set it.
To set.
You can't
you
be
don't
greasy.
Wanna, yeah, you want to be matte.
Same.
I was like, yes, yes.
Same.
Beauty
sis.
Guru.
But yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think on a scale of 1 to 5, I'd give this a solid 3.
I gave it a 3.2.
Yeah.
It was a little long. I mean, after a while, I was like, all right.
What else is there?
Okay, I get it.
It was a little drawn out.
That's why I think the whole thing with the fake one kind of irritated me. Because I was like, I felt like that was cheating me from the documentary. I'm like, what was the point of doing that?
Yeah.
It just was very random to me, but.
It was.
Whatever.
But I mean, it is on Amazon, on YouTube, and on iTunes if you have access to those. So you would have to buy it. And there's some select theaters where they are showing it live. Joker is obviously out in theaters as well. But yeah, I mean, check them out if you want to, if they sounded interesting. Figure out which clown is the best one for you. Is it the Joker? Is it Pennywise? Is it Wrinkles? Which one you like? Which one you gonna pick? Who knows? Who would win in a fight? Pennywise, right?
Well, I'm pretty sure Pennywise.
I mean, you call him small. That's all you got to do.
Well, if you can figure that out, you're good to go.
Right.
But good luck.
Well, I guess that is all that we have to kind of go over.
We have a podcast. If you're watching this on YouTube, go check us out on Spotify and iTunes at Press Podcasts. And if you are listening, this will be up on YouTube. So you can follow our YouTube channel, Press Podcast. as well, Press Podcast on Instagram.
Ooh.
And
email us at presspodcast@gmail.com. Let us know how you feel about these movies. Which clown are you, bitch? It's the clown season, sis. So yeah, just tell us what you think about these movies. Would y'all want to check them out? That'll be interesting to know. Until next time, stay spooky.